Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Trump is stoking the flames of violence in post-election fight. By Hannah Blow on November 13, 2020. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, ripped into Republicans who have yet to acknowledge former Vice President Joe Biden as the indisputable winner of the presidential election, describing it as selfish and reprehensible while accusing President Donald Trump of stoking the flames of violence in his post-election fight. The New York lawmaker issued a wave of insults to both Trump and her Republican counterparts during a Thursday town hall detailed by Politico. "It is selfish. It is weak. It is reprehensible," she said of the view that Trump could emerge as the victor. "What all of these individuals are doing by not acknowledging the results of our election is that they are putting their selfish interests once again ahead of our country. It is sad to see how deep this cowardice goes," she continued, calling it quite sad and unbecoming. She added that it reflected a weakness of character. Trump, she added, is already stoking the flames of violence, explaining that she has been extremely disturbed by his actions post-election. According to Politico, that includes the wave of firings and resignations at the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security. "There is no doubt in my mind that he has incited violence, and the longer he continues to deny reality, the more he is going to disrupt our society. And that's just the fact of the matter," she said. Notably, there have not been reports of mass rioting, looting, or criminal behavior by large groups of Trump supporters in the days following the presidential election. Ocasio-Cortez's view coincides with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's, DNY, who told reporters on Thursday that the election is not in doubt. He dismissed the mounting questions regarding election integrity as nothing more than a pathetic political performance for an audience of one, President Donald John Trump. "Trump's frivolous lawsuits have less than a snowball's chance in hell of succeeding," he added during the joint press conference alongside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Nevertheless, Trump has seen support from several members of the GOP in recent days, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA. Trump has continued to ignore his Democrat critics and laid out a path to victory, which includes audits, hand recounts, and lawsuits, in a recent interview with the Washington Examiner's Byron York. "I don't know. It's probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks," he said when asked how long he believes it will take to see the situation turn in his favor. "Never bet against me," the president added.